Tens of millions of taxpayer dollars have gone toward bringing high-speed internet to the small towns and back roads of Vermont. But after years of trying, still not everyone is connected. VPR's John Dillon has been looking into Vermont's attempt to build out broadband and has this report on a project that never delivered what was promised.
On a sunny summer day in Hardwick almost 5 years ago, Vermont Telephone Company unveiled its wireless open world system. Using 156 towers and other sites such as church steeples, VTEL's transmitters were designed to reach vast reaches of Vermont with broadband internet. This is how VTEL CEO Michel Guitté described the promise.
This is really the fastest internet anywhere in the state of Vermont on any technology, and it's over wireless.
The Springfield-based VTEL didn't pay for the system all on its own dime. It won more than $116 million in federal grants and loans to put up the towers. In its 2010 application for the federal funds, VTEL said the network would cover, quote, all of the 33,165 unserved households in Vermont, comprising virtually 100% of Vermont's unserved population. But that's not how it turned out.
We heard the promise.
Jim Masland is a Democratic state representative from Thetford.
And while people in some of the towns were waiting for service from VTEL that was supposed to be delivered at a certain date, it just never was arriving or when it was supposedly there. In fact, it was not.
Masland notes VTEL actually received federal money for two projects, one to build fiber optic lines to residences in the phone exchanges it covers in the Springfield area and surrounding towns. By all accounts, that fiber build-out has delivered exceptional internet service.
The other part, the part that's been a boondoggle, was to build, develop, install wireless towers to supposedly serve all the rest of the state, which has turned out to be a phenomenally bad false promise.
VTEL CEO Michel Guitté did not respond to several requests for an interview, but in a 2016 appearance before a legislative committee, Guitté told lawmakers the company never made the promise people now want to hold him accountable for.
A misunderstanding that somehow has occurred over the years regarding our project. The idea has been widely accepted that we had promised to serve absolutely every home in Vermont that didn't have service. VTEL never committed to serve all unserved households.
The VTEL story is not new. Critics for years have called out the company for failing to fully deliver with its wireless open world system. Yet VTEL's use of federal money to build its network has new relevance now as the state again works to build out broadband. That's because the federal agency that funded the VTEL project says the areas supposedly reached by the wireless network are no longer underserved, so no more money is available. Clay Purvis, the state's telecommunications director, says a huge part of Vermont is no longer eligible for the funding.
Well, we've heard anecdotally that people said, I tried to get VTEL service, I'm in the funding area, but they can't serve me. And so those are the people we worry about, whether they can, in fact, get good broadband. And if they can't, is there funding available to help them get broadband?
The new Farm Bill should help with the funding issue by late next year because of recent changes that redefine previously served areas. But the VTEL project and its use of federal money also raise obvious questions of accountability. How many people subscribe? What speed internet do they get? And what is VTEL doing to improve things?
Basically, they promised ubiquitous broadband access.
David Weinstein is state director for Senator Bernie Sanders, whose office helped VTEL win the federal funding from the Rural Utilities Service, or RUS. Weinstein has followed the VTEL project over the years and has pressed hard for answers.
This is a publicly funded project, and the public deserves to know how well it is performing in terms of meeting that promise. It's a simple matter of transparency. Meanwhile, RUS, the funding agency, said, well, VTEL built the towers, so it's complied with the grant agreement. That's just crazy. The problem was never that rural Vermont needed more towers. We need access to 21st century broadband.
VTEL President Gordon Matthews said RUS field tested the service and approved the closeout of the project. In an emailed statement, Matthews said VTEL has worked to upgrade and expand the wireless network. And if you can get to the internet and visit VTEL's website, you'll see the company continues to aggressively promote its service. VTEL advertised during the Super Bowl and recently sent out a flyer to many Vermont households advertising its high-speed wireless. But the wireless technology itself may be the fundamental challenge VTEL faces in a state like Vermont. Clay Purvis, the state's telecommunications director, says hills, trees, and rock ledge all block wireless signals.
With wireless, it's hard to guarantee a level of speed. So with VTEL's service, you might have 15 megs down in an area, and then you go 300 meters west of that particular point, and you might have nothing, or you might have 1-1, and it's very hard on an address-by-address basis for them or really any wireless carrier to say with any certainty what level of service is available at that particular address.
VTEL does have satisfied customers. Paul Fix of Hardwick was at the big unveiling of the wireless project back in 2014. He says the service has been fine over the past 4 years.
Although sometimes it's too slow to do what I need to do. I do work in technology and sometimes need to upload or download big files. And you know, sometimes it's slow. It's easier for me to walk the half a block to the library to use their very high-speed fiber connection than it is to sit at home.
Right before we talked, Fix tested his internet speed. He got 3 megabits per second download and 1.5 for upload. That's well below the federal government's definition of broadband. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.